Throughout his pursuit of Gorath, Stringle had been constantly sending runners back. These were to report the horde's progress, keeping Grunt and Curdly up to date on the hunt. The Brown Rat chief took these messages one of two ways, either with bored disinterest or bad-tempered criticism. Gruntan was, as per usual, more concerned with his desire for food, specifically eggs. The hulking Brown Rat leader considered himself to be a connoisseur and an expert on the subject. The latest messenger, a large, sleek-limbed female named Scruttle, was forced to stand and wait before submitting her report. No beast talked whilst Gruntan was speaking. At that moment, he had an audience of young rats and was holding forth to them on his favourite topic.
Oh, mates, I've ate them all. Every kind of egg known to bird or beast. From gooses to wrens, everyone atween. Seagulls, plovers, pigeons, thrush, starling sparrows, rooks or cuckoos. You name them. I've boiled them.
Grunthan could see Scruttle waiting, but he ignored her in favour of a young brown rat who piped up.
Do you always boil your eggs, chief?
Grunthan's formidable stomach wobbled as he chuckled.
Thud and blunder. What other way is there, young'un? Ye can take it from me. Once an egg's boiled, it's perfect. The only way it can be spoilt is by a lousy peeler, some dumbled-pawed idiot who can't take the shell off an hard-boiled egg proper.
He scowled darkly at the older brown rats, his servants.
Aye, and there's enough of those round here.
He turned his attention to the runner.
Ha-ha! And what sort of bad news is Stringle sending me? Don't stand there like a slug in a slop basin. Make your report.
Scruttle narrated the message.
Captain Stringle says to tell you that he's got the giant stripone surrounded atop of a stone hill. But he says there's two stripones now, the big one and a smaller one probably are made.
She paused awkwardly, shuffling her paws.
So that's what Captain Stringle told me to tell you, boss. We've got the stripones surrounded.
Grunthan cut in on the messenger.
Where's this stone hill where they're at?
Scruttle gestured with her tail.
Up north in the woodlands, about quarter day's march. Captain Stringle's waiting on your orders, boss.
Grunthan heaved a snort of irritation.
Oh, don't tell me the great Captain Stringle's waiting on me to come and do the job for him. Well, ain't he?
Scruttle nodded dumbly. Grunthan climbed laboriously onto his litter seat, calling orders to his bearers.
Up off your anchors, you layabouts! Break camp! We're moving north! Stay out of that ditch! Cut off around the abbey and go that way! Ahoy! You young'uns, you want a job?
The young brown rat stood to attention eagerly. Grunthan called his old rat wife healer, Laggle.
Keep an eye on him. Stay ahead of me litter. See if you can scout out any fresh eggs. There's none left in this neighbourhood. Mind, I only want good big eggs. Don't go bringing me no wren or robin eggs. Go on, off with you. I'll be following. Keep going north.
This ends Disc 9.